This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. We're here at the Two Rivers Art Gallery in Prince George Clay today. The featured exhibit, From Far and Wide, The Soundscapes. It's an exhibit that's running from February 6th to April 5th. Features artists Matthew Laguerre from New Brunswick, Ian Foster of Newfoundland and Labrador, and Anju Singh of British Columbia. We're here with curator Ihsan Mo. Ihsan, thank you so much for your time. Would you like to say hello to CIFA Radio?
Oh, thank you very much, Ian, for having me. My name is Ihsan Mo. I'm a curator here at Two Rivers Gallery. I have a privilege to live and work at the beautiful unceded territory of Clayton today. And yeah, I would like to discuss about the exhibition and also answer some questions.
We're used to experiencing visual art at most art galleries, but that's not the focus this time around, is it?
To talk about this exhibition, the idea of the exhibition, we were talking about the kind of exhibition that exploring the sound and how the sound can present the idea of home, the idea of belonging, and the connection of people to the land and the connection of people to where they're living through the sound. As you mentioned, we invited Ian Foster from Newfoundland and Labrador. We invited Matthew Laguerre from New Brunswick and Anju Singh here in British Columbia. When I invited them actually for talking about the things and also exploring the idea, I asked them a simple question. How can sound present the idea of home? How you can discuss the idea of home, belonging, and connection to the place through the sound? So that was the theme of the show, and also the theme that the artists start exploring. Two of the artists, Ian and Anju, created the artworks specifically for this exhibition. However, Matthew's work has been presented at National Gallery 2024. So this series been displayed at National Gallery 2024. And then from my side, I was thinking that each artist could focus on one aspect of the soundscape. Well, you know, sounds sometimes can reveal many things other than just like as a background. Sounds have characters. They reveal about our emotion. They reveals about where we are living. They reveals about our connection to the people, to the land, and many more. From there, we discuss about the ideas, exploring the things, and I realized that Anju's work with her connection to her family. Anju is the second generation of the Indian immigrant to Canada, and she was trying to find the sound as a weaving elements of their family together. So if you look at Anju's work, you realize that there are a dichotomy of soft materials and also harsh and very sharp materials. So I had a chat with Anju exploring the ideas, and she refers to her personal stories like a kind of narrative that when she was a child, her father worked at the factory and also her mom do the fabrics. So while there was always a noise, there was kind of these things shaped the way that she looked at the world around her and the way that... And she put the ideas together that you can experience the things. You can make the things. You're part of the process of the things. Her works are kind of experimental. You can also create something. So there's kind of speakers, touchable speakers, that you can create your own sounds.
Has your experience of these audiovisual exhibits informed your own experience of the community you're in here in Prince George, Clayton, Tinay? Has it given you a different perspective?
yeah, of course, yeah. Definitely give me a different perspective, especially when I look at the Matthews. I should say that he had a workshop as well and create a map of the place from the Prince George, so it's included in the gallery, so we added to the works here. Yes, that's
right, and he was able to create that map by having like a recording device in his backpack and kind of capturing these movements around the area.
That's right, yeah. We have one piece here that created in the Prince George, and that gives me the idea of, you know, sometimes I go to the, under the, like the bridge near the Nechako, and I, and so the scenery is unique for me, the sounds are unique for me comparing to when I go to the Memorial Park, when I go to the other part. And so there are a variety of the sonic experience, and each one present one part of the identity, like the community and the people are living, and also our everyday life. So the sounds, I think, are part of who we are. So the sound, when I say, when I listen to the trains passing by, when I listen to the, like the rumbling of the trains over the bridge, or when people or kids are playing near the sea, near the river, or let's say
you're noticing a whole other level of experience, like right here where you're living.
Exactly. So these things are, I would say, add another layer to the way that I understand the place I'm living.
You pass through one space, and that's one auditory experience. Yeah. You move, and you have a totally different auditory experience.
You will feel totally different things. Like in the Matthews, there's kind of a very minimal layout with the drawing that are around the space. But there are more layers of discussion when we talk about Matthews' work. First of all, like he invented a process of creating a map of a movement based on like a system, like a backpack with some globe inside, or surrounded by the pen, and also a layer of paper inside the backpack. So when you go somewhere, that pen create a kind of a map of your movement going from here to there. So you can look at the one of the artworks, you see there are lots of dots. And this is a time that it was lots of movements. Some of them, there's less lines and less tracks. There are unlimited way of moving from A to Z. But each one is different. Each one is unique. Each one is based on how do you want to define your own way, right? Matthew's idea explored during the COVID-19. If you look at the crate, you'll see a globe look like a virus under the microscope.
Kind of like the coronavirus, the sphere with all the spikes exactly. Poking out of it.
Yeah. So the globe is surrounded by the pen, the system, the mechanism that used for mapping in the backpack. He tried to show that like some ideas like the experience, the idea of time, the idea of movement, the idea of these things are personal and are unique to each people. If you create the map of going from here to, let's say, to the Cottonwood Park, so this is a unique experience for you, because the way that you walk, this is very unique for each of us, right? And again, like each one may get different experience, and this is so unique because you cannot have the same pattern if you try it even next week.
You know, the idea of home is reflected in these pieces, or maybe echoed. And to the average listener, perhaps if I were to go home and record myself in my own living room, taking off my socks or something like that, it would sound kind of mundane. I don't think, you know, people would necessarily be all that interested in that. But there are so many different ways and methods in capturing even that experience, or the huge variety of ways we experience our home or our commute from home. And these artists have taken a completely different approach to recording this idea of home, from our artists here in BC to our artists over in New Brunswick. These are completely different audio experiences.
As I said, the sound has character. The devil is in the details. So the details are important. There might be considered as something tiny, but these elements are part of our everyday life. when we put all of this together, like the dots in the Matthew's work, they're shaping the way we are living. They're shaping the way we are making something. We have Ion's work.
And this is in the second space.
Matthew's and Andrew's are in the South Gallery. Ion's work are in the North Gallery. We have three projector, so two narrative on the side walls, and there is the main narrative on the big wall.
We're moving into the Newfoundland Labrador experience.
If you have been there, you will realize that the folk life is a big thing in the Newfoundland and Labrador, something which is unique, something which they are very proud of it. Something is that, like the storytelling, music, the way that music, storytelling, all these things are part of their culture, and how they how these things can connect people together and make their community. So that's something I would say very different to maybe other places. However, when I invited Ion, he's a musician and also visual visual art artist, we discussed about how we can present the things, and we ended up in having three different narratives, which kind of different. The main wall present the way that Newfoundland and Labrador, St. John's, city of St. John's, is presented through the tourism sector, the way that we look at and enjoy and see the things. But there are other things as well, like other layers of the way that maybe you need to spend some time, like you need to live there, see the things in a different way, see the things from perspective of people who are living there. This is not just things for like the beautiful things for the tourism. There are challenges, there are other things that they are struggling with, like the idea of home. There is challenges, there is like always struggles, but at the end of the road, they consider Newfoundland as a home, and it includes all of these together: challenges, struggles, the uniqueness. I would say there are positive and negative things at the same time, and these shape the way that they look at the things, the way that they tell the stories, the way that their folk life, while they appreciate their home, they also are trying for overcoming the challenges that they have.
The exhibit From Far and Wide, The Soundscapes, it's running from February 6th to April 5th, this 2026.
It's very unique, especially the second space. You can see East Coast, and many people not have a chance to travel there. But please, if you can make it, come over and spend some time, interact with the artworks, and enjoy your time at Two Rivers Gallery.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're speaking to curator at Two Rivers Art Gallery in Prince George Clay today, Ihsan Mo. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.